Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am your host, Tyler Levine. What a weekend we have coming up. Midweek games. My birthday on Tuesday marks the return of Premier League action after a very long, but not too bad of an international break. These games were pretty exciting. Obviously, we saw the United States-Panama game, which wasn't the best for us United States fans, but there's been some great action in the Nations League as well across Europe. Young players marking their name and putting their name out on the big stage. Lewis Skelly scoring his goal. And there's just a ton of stuff to go on this weekend. We got the FA Cup quarterfinals this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We spoke about this a week or two ago. Outside of Man City, if anyone other than City wins, it's just historic. I mean, we have Fulham, Crystal Palace, Brighton, Nottingham Forest, Preston, who aren't even in the Premier League, Aston Villa and Bournemouth. Any of those teams winning the FA Cup will be history for those clubs. We've already seen it once this year after Newcastle broke their 55-year domestic trophy drought, winning the Carabao Cup. I have a feeling that we're going to see something similar with the FA Cup. And that's what's so special about European soccer, especially in England. I mean, this is history that we're witnessing right now in front of us. The Newcastle win was unbelievable. The fan reactions were awesome. And I'm really hoping that we can find that and get that in the FA Cup as well. Seeing City win it, I mean, come on. Haven't they won enough? And I actually don't think they're going to win it. I think that they might struggle this weekend going on the road to Bournemouth. I'm not sold that they win that game at all. And we're going to get into that with obviously our co-host here, Nico Beef Sauce, coming up. But I'm not sold that City are winning this thing. So I think that we're going to see Bournemouth, Villa, Preston, Brighton, Forest, Fulham, or Crystal Palace take home the FA Cup. And I could not be more excited to see that happen. After we go through the FA Cup quarterfinals, we will touch on the Week 30 English Premier League preview. We got games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. The absolute best. And we got, obviously, a whole weekend slate following that as well, Saturday, Sunday next week, which we'll get into next week. But nonetheless, I mean, we got Saturday, Sunday action, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday action. Things are flying around. We got it all covered for you here on First Touch. So stay right with us. We got an awesome show planned for you. We're going to dive into everything in depth, give our picks, predictions, and our takes on everything that's going on in the world of soccer here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We're bringing on Nico Beef Sauce up next. Don't move.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Welcome back to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Let's get him in here. Nico, how we doing? Happy Friday, my man.
Happy Friday to you as well, my brother, Tyler, and welcome everybody to another great soccer show we have going on for you. Listen, the national break this time was kind of fun to watch. I'm not going to lie. We had a lot of young players come up, a lot of beautiful goals, and a ton of them, to be honest. And time went by, and here we are, back to Premier League and FA Cup action, baby.
Before we get into that, let's talk about this real quick. Dorival Jr., the Brazil manager, was sacked. They were absolutely – they got just bullied by Argentina 4-1. It was ugly. You have Vinicius Jr. trying to brag that he has two Champions Leagues to a squad full of World Cup winners who have won back-to-back Copa Americas as well. Embarrassing, pathetic. I got to tell you. I hate Vinicius Jr. I cannot stand him. I think he's wildly overrated. His personality is terrible. His sportsmanship is garbage. I cannot stand him. But nonetheless, it's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about this. Ancelotti's done at Real Madrid after the season, from my understanding. Is he going to be the next Brazil coach in your eyes? And is that what they need to ultimately get back to their winning ways? Because this squad doesn't look good. They haven't been playing well for years. It seems like without Neymar since he left and since he was injured in that World Cup that they've been doomed. And you know, their biggest rival is winning everything, Argentina.
Yeah.
America's
yeah.
World Cup. So I mean, things have to change down in Brazil. Is that the move to bring in Ancelotti?
So Brazil's been begging for Ancelotti to sign with them for the past couple of years. They need a big coach to handle all those personalities, and the fact that Rodrigo and Vinny are being coached by him at Real Madrid is definitely a link. I am hearing that Ancelotti has a lot of cautiousness going into this, and I'm hearing that Jorge Jesus might be the new coach for Brazil. He is the favorite as we speak. But listen, Brazil conceding four goals against Argentina is going to bring some ruckus and chaos. They think it's a coaching problem. I think it's both. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I was just looking through our DMs as well, and this is completely out of the blue and not related to anything. I saw a post and I sent it to Nico this week with Toni Kroos's resume. And it's just insane, man. One World Cup, six Champions Leagues, four UEFA Super Cups, six FIFA Club World Cups, and 11 domestic trophies. Is he not respected enough, in your opinion, in terms of the all-time greats? Because you look at that, and it's not like he was just like a guy that was on the team, would get subbed. I mean, he started every game. Every single game. I mean... Toni Kroos has to be considered one of the top 10 midfielders of all time, no?
He has to. And listen, he always played a game that was not so obvious, right? He was not on the ball too much. He was more of like that pacemaker, that controlling the pace of the field. Great passes, great control. And the glory always goes to the guys that put goals and assist goals. So, you know, there is a lot of lost heroes in there, including some really big center backs and midfielders, just like Kroos is. Looking at that resume, you can't help but smile and admire what that guy brought to the table.
I don't know if it was Ancelotti or Zidane who said, what Barcelona can do in 1,000 passes, or what Barcelona do in 1,000 passes, Toni Kroos can do in one. And
yes,
it's one of the best quotes, and there's so many videos out there. I mean, watching his highlight reel, he could do it all, man. The free kicks, most notably, I think those, the one that people remember most is, I think it was in the World Cup against Sweden, 96th minute. The you know, passes it off. I think it was Royce stops it dead, and he pins it top corner to win, so they get out of the group stage. I mean, what a player. We won't take too much time on it, but I just wanted to give Kroos his flowers. Just unbelievable stuff. All right, let's get into the FA Cup, because you're listening in. I'm actually really excited for the FA Cup. Even though United aren't in it, I find it, after watching what Newcastle did in the Carabao Cup and watching the fan reactions, you know, to them making history, 55 years without a domestic trophy, you got to think it's been probably longer for a lot of these teams as well. I mean, Bournemouth, Preston, Villa, Brighton, Forest, Fulham, Palace, like, they haven't won anything in God knows how long. So I'm excited for the FA Cup this weekend. I will be tuning into every game. I'll put some action on every game. I'm going to lock in some bets after we go through these right now. But let's start with this first one. A great matchup between two very gritty teams. Fulham at home versus Crystal Palace. Fulham are the favorites at plus 130. The draw is plus 225. Crystal Palace plus 220. Over 2.5 plus 110. Under 2.5 minus 135. For those who obviously don't remember, these games will go to penalties after regular time. They do the standard 30 minutes of extra time and then penalty kicks. There's no two legs anymore. So, you know, the results for the draw end at 90 minutes. So, Nico, with all that being said, what do you like in this one?
Listen, this is going to be an interesting game because I believe that Crystal Palace operates the best when they have space, and those are going to be mostly away games. Fulham is going to have to be very cautious, and I think they will be. I think this is going to be a tight game. I do see it ending in a draw. I do see a close win, like a 1-0, 1-1, or 0-1 type of result, because neither team can afford to go down a goal in these games. And you understand this, right? Like, if you lose, it's over. There's no second leg to save yourself. So that's my take on it. I do think the Fulham edges Crystal Palace at the end.
What I see here as well, I completely agree. I really like the under here, under 2.5 at minus 135. Reason being, kind of exactly what you said. If either of these teams gets a 1-0 lead and it's the second half, like, they're parking the bus. And I don't think either of these teams is really capable of breaking down a very low block with 10 guys behind the ball for 30 minutes, 45 minutes of time. Like, they don't really have, with all due respect, of course, like, both these teams are playing great in the league. Like, they're both having unbelievable seasons. Crystal Palace is on an unbelievable run since December or so. But they lack that creativity to some degree. I think they're good on the counter. They're definitely capable of scoring. But I agree. I think this is going to either end in a draw, and if it doesn't, it's regardless, goes under 2.5 for me. I don't see 90 minutes if there's three goals in this game. I just can't see
it. Tyler, let's not forget that this is an FA Cup game, and then 3 days ago you have the league. So some teams might prioritize their position in the league, whether they're going for top four, top six, and give FA Cup, you know, a little bit of a break, I think.
It's going to be very interesting when we get to the Villa portion, because they obviously have a lot going on right now, fighting for top four, Champions League, FA Cup. They're kind of in it all right now, but let's get to the other Saturday game, Brighton home versus Nottingham Forest. Another just awesome matchup, man, I got to say. Brighton minus 120. The draw is plus 275. And I'm actually going to double-check this right now because I have a hard time believing that this is the actual line. Forest are plus 325?
Yeah.
Is that accurate? I mean, the over 2.5 minus 135, under 2.5 plus 110. Why is Nottingham Forest plus 325? Is there injuries or something that I'm missing here?
There is no injuries, but I think it's exactly what I just mentioned, is that, like, the books don't even know what type of lineup are we going to see. Because Forest right now has a golden opportunity to finish top four and have a Champions League spot next year. Every game that they play from here on out is essentially a final for them. And, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to field their first team and play a game 3 days from now, you know, with a little bit of fatigue on their legs? Or are they going to rest players and go into the league game fresh and, you know, kind of toss this one up in the air?
I don't know, man. I mean, look, I definitely hear what you're saying. I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I don't know. I mean, for Forest, I mean, what do you prioritize? Is it getting, I mean, they can win a trophy right now. You know what I mean? Like, they can be playing at Wembley after this game if they win it. And, like, calling it for what it is, they play at home against Manchester United on Tuesday, which is a short turnaround. But they got, everyone just had 2 weeks off. Like, Forest doesn't have that many guys that are on international duty picking up a ton of minutes where they're, like, really using their legs. Like, you just had a two-week break. I have a hard time believing that they're not going to go for this one. I'm definitely going to dabble on 325. Not because I think I agree that I could see them adjusting the lineups and switching things around, but like that's just insane value for me. I mean, Forest are third in the league on 54 points, and Brighton are seventh in the league on 47 points. I mean, Forest are playing better. I don't see why they would just kind of, you know, say, oh, whatever. Like, this is a big game for them. This is the biggest game in their club's history in many, many, many years, in decades.
I agree.
This is the biggest game. So for me, for them not to go at it with all of their force would be shocking, and I can't see it happening. And with that being said, in that mindset, I can't ignore a plus 325. Like, that's insane. That's insane value. If they were facing in the Premier League, there's no way that the line would look like this. I'm telling you right now. But
I agree with you.
And with all that being said, what do you think about the total?
I think total goes under.
Yeah, I think so. Total as well.
Goes under.
I think Forest are going to defend really well on this one, and I think they're going to win. I like a 1-0 win here. But nonetheless, we're going to dive into the Sunday slate of the FA Cup coming up next here on First Touch. So much to go through still. Couldn't be more excited. I'm your host, Sal Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Don't move. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back to the First Touch and Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Bisaws. Nico, let's dive into the Sunday slate. Preston at home versus Aston Villa in the FA Cup quarterfinal. Villa minus 225. The draw is plus 350. Preston plus 575. Over 2.5 minus 130. Under 2.5 plus 105. Now, what we are just talking about in regards to resting players because you have other games and worried about your position in the league and all these other things. If there's one team out of all of these games going on in the quarterfinals where I feel like that might happen, it's with Aston Villa. They have a massive, we're talking about the biggest games in club history and, you know, in respect to Forest coming up here this weekend. That's not the case with Aston Villa because they have a tie on Wednesday, April the 9th with PSG. This is the biggest game in Aston Villa's history in recent memory for sure over the last decade, you could say. And with that coming up, as well as the fact when you factor in here that they currently sit ninth in the table where they're fighting. I mean, they're only 4 points off the top four here. So, you know, they have top four implications to worry about. The Champions League, a two-legged fixture with PSG coming up as well. You know, you look at who they're playing here. While I think that Aston Villa, much like Forest, much like Brighton, Fulham, and Palace, and Bournemouth, will all want to win the FA Cup very badly because they have been trophy-starved for years, you look at who they're playing, and it's Preston, a championship side, you got to think that they're going to be resting their main guys and keeping those legs fresh for what's coming up here in these weeks to come. Because they also have a game Wednesday. So they play Saturday at Preston, Wednesday at Brighton, and then they follow up Saturday. They're playing at home against Forest, which is a huge game. And then the following Wednesday, they take on PSG in the Champions League. So with all that being said, what do you think is going to go down in this one? Because you look at line, minus 225, it seems a little steep.
I think it's going to be out of all these games, this is going to be the most decisive win. Because, listen, one game away, actually, two games away, if you include Preston, from going to a final for Villa, is not something that they get to say every single day or every single year. I think that the reason why they added all these players, especially Rashford, Asensio, is so they can have a better bench and they can perform at a higher level when they need to rest their starters. And I do think that Villa, having all these competitions going on, maybe at the beginning was a challenge, but especially after the transfer window that we just went through, are one of the most improved teams because they're playing better, visibly better. They're fresher, they're scoring goals, and I feel like they're going to make a push to win every single title that's in front of them.
I'll tell you what I absolutely love in this game, and it's something that I haven't seen a lot of people talking about, and I think it's a very sneaky play.
What is it?
Malin, who was just brought over from Dortmund in the January transfer window, is not registered in their Champions League roster. Meaning, I am almost certain that he'll be starting, and I love him as a plus 160 anytime goal scorer. He was very disappointed that he wasn't on the Champions League roster. He moved here for Champions League play. He hasn't, been the starter in the Premier League at all. I think that Asensio is going to be on the bench to start. I think that Rashford might start here as well. I don't expect Watkins to start in this game. So it's going to be very interesting to see, but I really like that play a lot. I don't really know where to go with the over-under. I obviously, just calling it for what it is, I don't know anything about Preston. Obviously, them being at home is an advantage that they have. It's probably the only advantage that they have in this fixture. And I think that what you said about this being decisive is what we're going to see here. I think that Villa are going to try and put this one away in the first half. I think if they can get up 2-0, obviously they're going to consider it all but wrapped up. I think that they're more than capable of holding even a 1-0 lead. I think Preston are going to sit back. I don't expect them to play on the front foot at all. And I think this is going to be a really gritty game that ultimately ends with a Aston Villa win. I'm probably going to stay off of it just because 225 seems a little steep, but I am going to dabble with Malin to score at plus 160. I like that value a lot.
Malin to score a brace plus 900? I mean, Preston is 14th in the championship. They're not even close.
Isn't it crazy how they're 14th in the championship, but here they are in the FA Cup quarterfinals? It's like, yeah, that's what the best thing is. Running out. I know. But yeah, I have him on Hard Rock at plus 650 to score 2+. So whatever book you're using is a lot better than what I'm using. And for his first to score the first goal, he's plus 475. I like that two goal pick. I think that he could take 90 minutes in this game, to be honest. So why not?
Yeah, easily.
Why not?
Easily.
A little quarter unit ripper. Nonetheless, let's get to another juicy FA Cup. I got to tell you, these quarterfinal matchups, I love. Bournemouth home versus Manchester City. City are plus 130. The draw is plus 275. Bournemouth are plus 175. Over 3.5 plus 120. Under 3.5 minus 150. City, I don't think that they really care to win the FA Cup again. I don't think that they wouldn't not want to win it. But ultimately, what they care about is Champions League. They need top four. And I feel like they're going to rest some guys. And even if they didn't rest some guys, just calling it for what it is, like, they haven't played well all season long. And Bournemouth are having their best season probably in club history, no?
Yeah, easily.
They've played ever. They're 10th in the league. I believe they've beaten Manchester City this season already, no?
They did.
They beat them already in the league.
Yeah,
I like them at plus 175. I don't know.
You know what's difficult here? Here's the difficult part to kind of gauge is that these games will have alternative lineups. Most of them will. And so you got to try to figure out if you're betting on these games or if you're trying to predict these games, you got to try to figure out what are the players going to be thinking? Are they going to come out guns blazing? Because Bournemouth has gotten as used to when they play at home, they play very aggressive. They come off the bell, they attack. You know, they got Semenyo, they got Evan Nilsson up front. They're pressing up high, Clifford, like all these players. Now, if these players don't play, are we going to see the coach and the team adjust to that, or are they going to play the same exact thing that they were playing before? Because that's very important to figure out. If Bournemouth plays the same style against City, I think they beat them. Because City cannot deal with teams that are playing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. City is now a team that's older. They want to play a set play. So I feel like Bournemouth has a golden opportunity here to attack them off the bell and put them away. But the draw is always going to be into play here with me. In all three matchups other than Preston Villa, I can see the draw easily hit.
I 100% agree with that. And for me, much like I said about Forest, I can't see a world where Bournemouth are not starting every available player that is their top guy. How could they? This is, again, and it's a very cool thing to be able to say and to realize going into this weekend, this is the biggest game in their club in the last decade, two decades, three decades, whatever you want to call it. There is no bigger game for this club. There is no bigger game than these fans who have been loyal Bournemouth fans that have been watching for their entire lives. There is not a bigger game that they have witnessed ever. You can't really say the same with Forest and Villa because they have won trophies, European Cups, the whole nine yards back in the day. Bournemouth have never. It has been decades since they've won anything significant, and I don't believe they've really won anything significant, calling it what it is. Maybe I'm wrong and they have something back in the 60s or 50s or something like that, but this is their biggest game in their club's history.
Yes,
how are
absolutely.
You not going to give it everything you got? You have, I mean,
I agree.
What a day this is going to be for those fans. Waking
Tyler.
Up on Sunday, getting ready to play Manchester City, the four-time defending Premier League champions, which they will not retain and win a fifth straight. But
thank
this
God.
Is everything for them. I mean, this atmosphere for me, of all the atmospheres that we have here, this will be the best, and it's the smallest stadium by far.
Yes, and listen, Tyler, let me ask you this. if you had to go game for game, because we already know what the matchups are going to be, how do you think they go? Give me a prediction and the final and the winner. Just like that. Give it to me. Fulham Crystal Palace.
Let me pull this up.
No, I got you. I'll guide you through it.
Fulham Crystal Palace plays the winner of Preston and Villa, no?
No, Brighton and Forest.
All right, so I think we're going to see Crystal Palace versus Bournemouth. Aston Villa versus Forest. Right?
Yeah.
And then, wow.
No, listen. It's Fulham versus Crystal Palace. Winner plays Brighton versus Forest. And it's Preston versus Villa playing the winner of Bournemouth versus City.
Gotcha. So it would be Palace versus Forest in the semifinal at Wembley. Forest into the final.
Okay.
Villa versus Bournemouth. Wow. Wow. I'm going to take... I think I take Bournemouth into the final strictly because Villa... It's tough because if Villa's still in the, like, I don't know when that fixture would be. Let me try and figure that out here.
I think Forest is who's going to have the ultimate edge because I feel like Bournemouth
Villa's going to be burned out. I really think it's going to end up being a Nottingham Forest. This is crazy, bro. I can't believe I'm saying this. My prediction is a Nottingham Forest versus Bournemouth FA Cup final.
And who wins?
That would be insane, bro. Like, that'll be crazy to see.
Two wins. Teams.
Who would have thought, yo? Like, I mean, bro, look at the teams that are playing, like, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea. Like, it's absolutely insane to me that these are the teams that we have left. And to be honest, I'm probably more locked into the FA Cup more now than ever. Aside from when United's in and in contention, but... This is going to be unbelievable stuff, and I cannot wait to watch these games this weekend and to see how they play out, and then for us next week to discuss where we think things will go from there. I hope that I really want City out because I want one of these other teams to win.
Other than Preston, Forest is the biggest dog to win it.
Crazy. All right, nonetheless, we're going on to the Week 30 EPL preview coming up next here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Bisos. Be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Welcome back to First Touch here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. It's not the weekend, but we have Premier League action coming up all week for the first time in 2 weeks, and I could not be more excited. Games are back on my birthday, Tuesday, April 1st. Yes, I was born on April Fool's Day. It is a running joke with pretty much everybody that I know. But things kick off. Arsenal home versus Fulham, excuse me. Arsenal are minus 223. The draw plus 340, Fulham plus 675, over 2.5 plus 101, under 2.5 minus 130. I got to tell you, I love the over. Fulham are going to be on short rest. They play Saturday. Arsenal do not play this weekend, obviously. The other side of this is that Arsenal players, a lot of them do play international duty, so it's not like they had 2 weeks off. But I like, with the rest advantage and Arsenal being at home, I think they win, and I think they win big, maybe like a 3-1 result here, 3-0, 2-1, something along those lines. But I'm loving the over at plus 101. Nico, what do you think on this one?
I think that Fulham is going to have a very hard time, especially because they have a game 3 days before that, and it's going to be a tough one regardless of the outcome. Arsenal should win this decisively. I agree with you. I see the only way that Fulham kind of has a result here is if they score early and try to put some pressure on Arsenal. But that break between, man, gotta give Arsenal some breathing room, because like they were looking so tight before that break.
You got to consider as well, I mean, if Fulham and Palace are tied at the end of regulation, they're playing another 30. Like a lot of these teams could play 120 minutes on Saturday and Sunday and then have to come back Tuesday, Wednesday, and go again in an intense Premier League fixture with, again, a lot of teams that either, that, you know, keep in mind, there's a lot of teams that also aren't playing in the FA Cup that have a huge rest advantage, which we're going to get to. Like, for example, you know, Man United going on the road against Forest. If Forest goes 120 minutes on Saturday, they come back Tuesday at home, you know, it might be tough on the legs, you know, but we'll see. Nonetheless, I think I'm on board with you, though. Arsenal win convincingly. Wolves home versus West Ham. Wolves plus 140 favorites, draw plus 225, West Ham plus 200, over 2.5 plus 107, under 2.5 minus 141. What do you got here, Nico?
I would love to see Cunha score a goal. He was suspended on his last game, so he should be itching for it. I love the over 2.5 in this game, and it's at plus 110. I feel like West Ham and Wolves are not going for anything. Wolves essentially is not in the relegation conversation anymore after their last win at home. Against Southampton away. So the over 2.5 is my play here. And Matheus Cunha, anytime goal scorer, I would love to see.
I like that as well. I like Wolves' money line, to be honest. I don't know. I just feel like they're, although they are pretty much all but safe, I think they're still going to want to really secure that. And with a win this weekend, especially considering who the other guys are playing, Ipswich playing Bournemouth, City playing Leicester, both those teams on the road, by the way, and Southampton is pretty much already, what do they have, like 9 points in the league, something insane.
They're done.
So they're done. It's pretty much just Leicester and Ipswich that only have a chance to get out of the relegation zone. Wolves has the best opportunity to really secure that, and I think they're going to go into this game knowing that, again, with some fresh legs. Cunha scored against Argentina, the lone goal for Brazil. And I think that'll have him feeling good going into this matchup. Nottingham Forest home versus Manchester United. Forest plus 120, draw plus 250. United a plus 220 underdog. Over 2.5 minus 110. Under 2.5 minus 115. Not really a big game for United. I mean, it is. They want to win every game they can. Ultimately, their focus will be on the Europa League for the remainder of the season. But a massive game for Forest with top four implications. What do you like here, Nico?
I think Forest wins this one. I think they have such a better team than United. I feel like they're so strong at home. If they're able to control the pace and score a goal early and get United to kind of come out of their shell, there's no hope for United to win anything. And again, we have to consider what is Forest going to do 3 days before this game, because let's see how it goes. They're away from home against Brighton. If they field their first team, United might have a shot here to get a point or even a win. But I feel like if the two teams play at their best, Forest wins 8 out of 10 times.
I really like the draw here.
Okay.
I really do. I mean, Forest went to Old Trafford, scored 2 minutes in, ultimately won the game 3-2. But I think that with the rest that is going to be in play here, you know, United are having a pretty bad season, but, you know, they have won their last two games, 3-0 against Leicester, which isn't great, 4-1 against Sociedad. They tied Arsenal the game before that, which is a very good result for them. And calling it for what it is, they also should have won that game. They outplayed Arsenal in that fixture on March 9th. But with all that being said, United is still bad. I don't think they can go to Forest and win. I think they can get a point here, and I think the tired legs of Forest will give United somewhat of an advantage, but I still think that Forest are just, it's crazy to say, they're just the better side right now. They're healthier. They're clicking better. They have momentum. There's a lot of good things happening there, where at United, there's pretty much nothing good that's happening, and guys keep getting it left and right.
And Tyler, the other thing is that Forest, in every game that they've played this year, against City and Arsenal, we see them kind of like crumble a little bit, especially away from home. But anybody else they've faced during the league, including Liverpool, they're just looking them straight in the eye. They're not afraid of anybody.
They're really not. And it went to show, I mean, the game against United at Old Trafford, and this will probably be, I mean, this will be one of those games, if Forest do win, where you're going to hear whoever's announcing talk about the last time that Forest swept the season-long fixture in the league against United. Because it has to have been, if not, it might have never happened yet. And if it has happened, it's, again, decades ago. So it seems to be the theme of the show. Big games for clubs who have not had big games in, you know, my lifetime going
forever.
But nonetheless, that was the Tuesday slate, April 1st, April 2nd, a great Wednesday slate, man. For those of you who need to focus on work Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm sorry, because it's going to be tough for me, and I know it's going to be tough for you guys as well. Bournemouth home versus Ipswich, Bournemouth minus 266, so draws plus 405, Ipswich plus 650, over 3 minus 112, under 3 minus 103. Do we see Ipswich do anything significant here with Bournemouth in a big game, tired legs?
No, I think Bournemouth wins this game. They have to. Ipswich is terrible. Away from home, they're really bad.
What do you think about the over-under here? Do they blow them out, or does this go under?
Nah, I think it goes under. I see Bournemouth just scoring a goal, maybe another one, and just putting it to rest. They have back-to-back games, and I feel like the game with City is going to be intense all the way to the whistle, to the last whistle.
I agree. I have a very hard time believing that 4 goals comes out of this fixture. I'm all over under 3 at minus 103. Worst case, Bournemouth wins 3-0 and it's a push. I really like this bet a lot, actually. And, I mean, 266 also, it's steep, but not bad value for a parlay.
It's not too bad, no.
I'll definitely be having Arsenal and Bournemouth in all the parlays that I throw for next week coming up. I'll definitely be launching a birthday EPL parlay 100%. But nonetheless, I really like that under. And I like Bournemouth to win only in parlays. I'm not going to be betting, you know, minus 266 straight up. There's no juice in that. Brighton home versus Villa. I mean, a potential FA Cup matchup comes to the Premier League as well this week. Brighton minus 104, draw plus 280, Villa plus 230, over 3.5 plus 130, under 3.5 minus 173. you know, it's interesting because both these teams play this weekend. So it's not like there's that, you know, advantage of, oh, you know, potentially tired legs and everything. What I'm looking at here is if both of them are playing this weekend, who has more depth? And for that, it's Aston Villa. But with all that being said, Villa have not been good on the road, and they're really not great on short rest as well. I think that the public will probably be all over Villa plus 230. I like the draw here at plus 280. I think both teams will be tired legs. I also like under 3.5 minus 173. I might take a look and see what even under 3 would look like to get a little more juice on that. Minus 173 is kind of steep for an under, but I think that both teams go into this game tired. And it ends in a draw ultimately. I could even see a 0-0 out of this one. What do you think?
I would take, I mean, the draw is obviously lucrative because of those great odds, but Villa or draw is minus 135. So if you want to play a little bit safer, I feel like Villa gets a result here. Brighton is a good team. They play their best at home, but they concede goals way too easy. And if João Pedro is not in a good day, they're going to struggle to even score. So I feel like Villa has the edge on this one.
Man City home versus Leicester. City are minus 600. The draw is plus 700. Leicester plus 1350. Over 2.5 minus 112. Under 2.5 minus 114. This is one of those ones where I know I typed it up beforehand, and obviously, you know, I look at all these lines and everything and make sure I have them prepared for you guys, but even with doing that, sometimes I read it when we're live and think to myself, there's just no way that over 2.5 in this game. Nope, there it is. I did make a mistake. Over 3.5 is minus 112. Okay, so
yeah.
That's where that came from. I was going to say, all right, that's the biggest lock of all time. That now changes a bit, but maybe not much. Maybe I still like the over 3.5. City, Leicester can put one in against them. Their defense is terrible, no?
Yeah, listen, you know, Leicester's defense is terrible, but you know what's even more terrible? I think in their last, like, 10 games, they scored, like, 2 goals. So the question here is Leicester going to score a goal? Because I know the City's going to score probably 2 in the first half. There is a line for City to score 2 goals in the first half at minus 150, which I'll be dabbling with.
That I like. That is the best bet on this slate for this game, at least, for me.
Yeah.
I'm wholeheartedly with you on that one. Leicester are terrible, man. They had that one game when Rude first came over. And, you know, it was great, and everyone's like, oh, here we go. Leicester's going to turn it around. Leicester's going back to the championship. And this game, I think, is going to get ugly. I love City 2-0 at halftime. That I'm going to be all over. Minus 150, I think, is great juice there. Newcastle home versus Brentford. Newcastle minus 145, draw plus 333, Brentford plus 325, over 3.5 plus 105, under 3.5 minus 144. Newcastle got their cup win. They're not in the FA Cup, they're not in the Champions League. They don't really have much else to play for other than top four here. I absolutely love minus 145. Brentford are terrible on the road. Newcastle are going to be feeling really, really good. First trophy, I'm sure they're going to have some sort of presentation. The place will be absolutely rocking. I'm all over this minus 145. I don't know about you.
I love their money line, and I feel like this game is going to have goals. I feel like Brentford, you know, not being in the relegation zone and not going for anything is going to force them to play open play and ultimately going to lead to a lot of chances. And Newcastle attacks like crazy at home. So like a 3-1 win.
Yeah, I like a big win here as well. Another game where I really am loving the money line here, Southampton home versus Crystal Palace. Palace minus 150. Draw plus 290, Southampton plus 420, over 2.5 minus 125, under 2.5 minus 102. I'm all over Palace. I mean, there's no way. Southampton have 9 points. Like, they're terrible. They're god awful. And Palace have been playing really, really well since November or so. So I'm all over Palace. What about you?
Yeah, just the FA Cup. That's the only thing that's the asterisk in this game. I love their money line. This should beat Palace. I mean, this should be Southampton 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, it should be no problem. We're going to save Liverpool-Everton, the Merseyside derby, for the two-minute drill. Let's hop to the Thursday game, Chelsea home versus Tottenham. Chelsea minus 152, draw plus 350, Tottenham plus 333, over 3.5 plus 101, under 3.5 minus 127. Just saw reports today, Enzo Maresca canceled their day off after the U21 Chelsea team, which included some U16s, beat the first-team squad in a training match. So trouble in paradise for Enzo Maresca. Not so sure. What do you like in this one, though, Nico?
Give me a Cole Palmer goal. Come on, Cole. I'll be benning him every single week.
Be about time. This is a big game for Chelsea with their top four hopes. They need a win here. I'm riding with them to get it. But nonetheless, two-minute drill coming up next here on First Touch. We're going to break down the Merseyside Derby as Liverpool at home takes on Everton coming up on Wednesday. See right where you are. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Time for the two-minute drill here on First Touch. I'm Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm the host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We saved the most famous fixture for last, Liverpool home versus Everton. They have a 12-point lead in the table. Liverpool are minus 270, draw plus 395, Everton plus 750, over 2.5, minus 132, under 2.5, plus 100. The last time these two played, it was the famous fixture, the last Merseyside Derby played at Goodison Park. Famously ended in the 2-2 draw. The Tarkowski goal sent the place absolutely nuts. Unbelievable game. Nico, do Everton have it in them to get a result at Anfield and put a little bit of pressure on Liverpool as they have their final stretch of games before lifting the league trophy as long as they hold their lead?
If I am correct in my vision, I see Liverpool turning Everton into a soccer-sized piñata. I see them pummeling Everton from the first minute. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Salah, Darwin Nunez, Gakpo, all those guys must remember that last game and what happened at the end, Gravenberch included. And I feel like they're going to try to beat the brakes off of them. I see a Liverpool 4-0 win, Anfield goes crazy, and they treat these guys like a Champions League final.
4-0. I like the over 2.5 as well. I think goals, goals, goals. There's a lot of drama surrounding Liverpool right now, with Trent Alexander-Arnold rumored to be going to Real Madrid, but I do like Liverpool to get a win and to get things back on track after the collapse against PSG in the Champions League. Nonetheless, next week, Friday, 5 Eastern, boy, do we have a lot to cover. FA Cup recap, Week 30 recap, Week 31 preview of the English Premier League. So it's been an absolute pleasure, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another edition of First Touch. I am juiced up to do my first show as a 28-year-old next Friday here on First Touch. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Tyler Bean, alongside Nico Beefsauce. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.